Uncle Fred in the Springtime by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Chapter 1. The door of the Drones Club swung open, and a young man in form-fitting tweeds came down the steps and started to walk westwards. An observant passer-by, scanning his face, would have fancied that he discerned on it a keen, tense look, like that of an African hunter stalking a hippopotamus. And he would have been right. Pongo Twistleton, for it was he, was on his way to try to touch Horace Pendlebury Davenport for £200. To touch Horace Pendlebury Davenport, if you're coming from the Drones, you go down Hay Hill, through Berkeley Square, along Mount Street, and up Park Lane to the new block of luxury flats which they built where Bloxham House used to be. And it did not take Pongo long to reach Journey's End. It was perhaps 10 minutes later that Webster, Horace's man, opened the door in answer to his ring. "What ho, Webster! Mr. Davenport in?"
"No, sir. He's stepped out to take a dancing lesson."
"Well, he won't be long, I suppose. What? I'll come in, shall I?"
"Very good, sir. Perhaps you would not mind waiting in the library. The sitting-room is in some little disorder at the moment."
"Spring-cleaning?"
"No, sir. Mr. Davenport has been entertaining his uncle, the Duke of Dunstable, to luncheon, and over the coffee His Grace broke most of the sitting-room furniture with a poker."
To say that this information surprised Pongo would be correct. To say that he was astounded, however, would be going too far. His Uncle Alaric's eccentricities were a favourite theme of conversation with Horace Davenport, and in Pongo he'd always found a sympathetic...